Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is about oneness or interconnectedness. It is really about the ultimate state of being, which is our natural state that we've lost track of. It's really this illusion of separation we live in. It's just silly. And so today we're going to be using sound in many different ways to access this state of oneness sense. A lot of people say that it's really the key component of whatever's going to happen on December 21st or December 12th next week. It's all about going back to this state of oneness and just realizing it and getting in touch with it again. So we're going to be playing sounds, a wide range of sounds, to access the state with sound. And our intention is that we may all return to this state of interconnectedness where we are totally aware of how we are all one. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you about a few things happening at the school. We've got our next semester starting January 15th, and if you pay in full, you get a discount by December 10th. That's for the Sound Healing Certificate Program or the Sound Healing Degree Program. You can get as much as $2,000 off for the Associate Degree Program starting January 15th. We also have an open house on January 6th. I think that's January 6th, a Sunday. Let's see. Yes, January 6th, Sunday, from 1 to 6 p.m., and we also have sound healing recording program starting at the same time, January 15th. And there's a discount for that if you sign up by December 10th, which I think is just like Monday or so. Yeah, it's just Monday. And we've also got an associate degree in the sound healing audio production program as well. We do both of these programs online. You could start this Saturday, December 15th, online for the sound healing and therapy program. And we have a certificate and associate degree in that. And you can even get a discount if you pay in full. And we also have the certificate program in audio recording and production starting this Monday, December 10th. And so if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And there's all types of information on our website, more information than you could ever imagine on our website at soundhealingcenter.com for all of these programs. We also have an event happening tomorrow where we're going to be doing class on holding frequency. We're going to be going through 10 different techniques on how to hold your frequency with sound. Everything from finding your soul frequency and resonating your soul frequency to deal with challenges and conflicts, to be able to bring the sound of gratitude or compassion or love to a situation. Full range of techniques that are really, really powerful. And it's all types of challenges, whether it's a challenge with relationships or money or health or possibly in the next couple of weeks, world changes. You know, there's no better class for this. It's really perfect because it really teaches you how to hold your center, your own frequency, in the midst of any challenge, no matter how small or big. Now, we're doing that same class at Mount Shasta in our retreat on December 21st and 22nd. And we're getting close to selling out. We've already got 42 people signed up for that retreat at Stewart Hot Springs in Mount Shasta. So if you're interested, you should let us know right away. And again, it's December 21st and 22nd. No more rooms at Stewart Hot Springs, although we do have a couple of spots on the floor for only $25 a night. But there's plenty of rooms at hotels in Weed just 10 minutes away. We're actually staying there ourselves because we're bringing our kitty cats in case the world ends. We don't want to lose them. And so, so even if the world doesn't end, it's a really amazing workshop we're going to be doing in the most, one of the most beautiful places physically and energetically on the planet. We're also Beverly Wilson, who runs the Crystal Room in Mount Shasta. She's probably the crystal bowl master of the world. I mean, she helped design a lot of the alchemical bowls that Crystal Tone sells, that we sell as well. And she's going to come and do an activation on the Saturday, the 22nd of December. And it's $145 for the 2 days, and then there's lodging. So if you can make it, give us a call, 415-777-2486. It's going to be an amazing time, really amazing time. Really looking forward to it. What else? We do have some sound tables for sale right now. We have a discount right now if you buy one for $1,385 for a Christmas discount, $1,385 for sound tables. And we also have CDs for sale, a lot of CDs, about 60 CDs total. And we also do sell crystal bowls as well. Crystal bowls are really selling a lot of crystal bowls right now. So so give us a call or email us or just go to soundhealingcenter.com and check out what we have there. Okay. It seems that oneness, going to this place of oneness, is really the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal in all meditations. The coolest thing about oneness that everybody reports is that when you're there in this state of oneness, there is this huge, unbelievable amount of unconditional love or universal love that is present when you're in this state of oneness. Everybody that has had near-death experiences reports this, that there's just this unfathomable amount of unconditional love that they're enveloped in when you're in this state of oneness. And it's just the most amazing thing that when you go into this state, that the essence of being connected to everything is really about love. It's just, I think, I just find that really interesting and it's really cool. So oneness is not this place where you're just aware of everything. It's really where you are connected, and you at that point, you are no frequency. Although some people say that at the highest state of consciousness, you are aware of your point of awareness within this oneness. You are aware of your frequency, even your soul frequency, as you are connected to everything in the universe. So I've only been to a place where I'm one with everything. I've never really been to that place where I'm aware of being aware of and aware of one and one at the same time. It seemed like a little bit too much for me, I guess. But some people say that's the ultimate, because we are a frequency. Our point of awareness is an actual frequency, which I do see as being our soul. So it's interesting to be zoomed out so far that you can actually be one with everything and be a frequency. But for the most part, when you're, most people are one, they're just nothing. They disappear. They disappear, and you are just a point of awareness where you're just perceiving everything and feeling this energy of love in the universe. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this, but we're going to do some meditations to bring you into this space more and more. And I've got some music that I'm going to be playing, but also I'm going to be playing some sounds from Tom Kenyon that he's just released recently that are really powerful. It's about resonating oneness. But what I want to do is I want to start with a song called Reconnection. The essence of this song is a quantum healing mode from Nutri Energetics, which is about reconnecting to Source. And so the whole intention of that I held while doing this song was about reconnection. So it really starts in kind of an out there space and brings us back into connection of natural instruments is the whole progression of this song. So set your intention to go from wherever you are and reconnect to Source with this song now. there's so many ways that people reconnect to Source. It often happens through accidents or trauma, things that kind of shake us up and then reconnect us to Source. Happens through love. It happens through nature. Nature is probably one of the biggest ways that we get reconnected to Source. Sometimes it happens through meditation, or often it happens through music. Music often does it. But it commonly comes from a state of peace that you find when you go to the home note of any song. It's interesting. In jazz, they rarely go to the home note. But in sound healing, we go to the home note all the time. We're not scared of the home note. We like to hang out there. And in order to keep it not boring, because if you just have one note all the time, that can be boring for some people, you have interesting sounds, sounds that totally transport you. So even though you're on the home note, you're transported. So when you go to the home note, the definition of the home note in music is the key of the song. The definition of the key of a song is that place where you're at rest. And when we're at rest, often we naturally go into this state of oneness where we are connected. Because it's all this noise around us and inside our head. And inside our body, too. The buzzes in our body that distract us from this natural state of oneness. Okay. So this song I want to play for you now is called Source. And it's really focused totally on resonating the home note. It brings you back to the home note about every 5 or 10 seconds. It only goes up to the musical fifth and then comes right back. So it's really about being on the home note. The longer version of this song is called Awakening. This is the shorter version called Source. And it does have codes embedded in it from Nutri Energetics. When I say that, what I mean is they gave me 12 numbers, which are a quantum healing field, and they gave me notes to use for each of those numbers, and I embedded those notes in the background of this song for the healing mode of Source, which is a nutraceutical, an actual remedy that they actually have as part of their treatment. And the remedy is actually frequencies and sacred geometry structures in mineral water. So we've basically taken this remedy and made it into a song. Okay? So tune in to Source, where you're one with everything, because that's the intention and the energy behind this song. Source. The home note. Another way to connect to source is to tune into more than one thing at a time. It's a portal, because source is tuning into millions of things at one time. But when we tune into more than one thing at a time, we go into theta. And theta is a portal into a state of oneness, theta, brainwave state. So there's, in fact, I've even came across this one book where they were saying that you just tune into two things at a time, and then you go out of that single-pointed focus or of the mind where it's focusing on one thing into the world of spirit, in a way, of source, where you're tuned into multiple things at once. So one way is to simply tune into all the frequencies in the universe. So try this. Tune into every frequency from the highest frequency to the lowest. Imagine this cosmic array of speakers in front of you, transmitting all these frequencies of sound into you totally harmoniously. And feel all of them at the same time now. But there's frequencies way below sound. The movement of the planets around the sun, and even the movement of the sun around the Milky Way. I mean, the Milky Way is even moving around something every 100 million years. So there's these super low frequencies. And then we go up above sound into these super high frequencies, frequencies that are way above sound of light, frequencies of atoms and the quarks. So imagine all frequencies in the universe, all possible from the slowest 100 million years for one oscillation, to a gazillion oscillations in 1 second of the quark. Gazillion's a technical term. Okay. So you have all these frequencies of all sound and everything resonating into your system from this cosmic array. It's like the cosmic ohm. But we are all these frequencies. We are a hologram of the entire universe. So bring them into your body, into your system, and feel all of these frequencies of the universe that we are. Then the cool thing is, all of us are all of these frequencies. We are all these frequencies. So this place, in this place, this true reality, where we are a hologram of the whole universe, all of us are here. So feel that connectedness to everyone and everything in the universe. And while you're feeling that, we actually had the entire class tone for 2 hours the energy of being one with the universe. And we recorded it and made it into a recording of about 8 minutes here. So listen while you're in this place of oneness to a whole group of 20 or 30 people toning and being in the energy of oneness with 100% focus. And if you want to tone along, you can also make the sound of oneness. Okay, so this is oneness. Hathors, who are these beings from another dimension, who were actually out in ancient Egypt, have done a channeling through Tom Kenyon, and they call this state of oneness aethos, A-E-T-H-O-S, aethos. And they say it's a bandwidth of consciousness anchored in pure non-duality. When a Hathor enters into the 10th dimension, there are many opportunities and ways of manifesting. Some of us choose to temporarily, these are the Hathor speaking, some of us choose to temporarily join a community of vibration. This community consists of individual Hathors in the 10th, 11th, and 12th dimensions. These individuals enter into non-duality by their own volition and choose to remain for a period of time in this vibration of consciousness for the benefit of other beings. As a being that is in the aethos has no name. All personal identity has been replaced by total immersion into non-duality. These beings hold this vibration of non-duality for the benefit of others because non-duality is the mother of all things and the underlying fabric of all existence. To be in the presence of an aethos is to be raised upward into non-duality. The Hathors, what we're hearing in the background is the Hathors toning this energy through Tom Kenyon. Your experience of being with an aethos will differ from another's experience based upon your own level of evolution and the issues in duality that you're facing. But regardless of how complex or difficult your personal issues may be, being in the presence of an aethos will elevate you. And that's why we are sharing this information at this time in music. Some of you who are highly advanced, simply hearing the name aethos and understanding its non-dual nature will be enough for you to move into communion with non-duality through this means or through a radio show for the last hour. Many people, however, would find such a path or method intrinsically difficult, so we are offering this meditation. This is, again, the Hathor speaking. The aethos emits vibrations of light, and these vibrations can be stepped down into the audible range of human hearing. Thus, what you are hearing now, when you listen to it, is a translation of light into sound. It is the harmonic essence of the aethos as it manifests in the 10th dimension. You can listen to it in many ways. You can tune into different chakras and listen to it from different chakras, or you can just tune in and just connect to that place of oneness. They recommend also tuning into your crown chakra. You can feel and sense the differences that arise when you listen from these various chakras. Most of all, you'll find that it feels more natural to listen with your focus of attention in one of your chakras. So now, continue to be in this state of oneness. And we'll listen to this through the rest of the program. And then when it ends, hold this reality, this true reality of oneness through the rest of the whole weekend, through the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Imagine being in this place of oneness. It could happen in 2 weeks from lifetimes ahead. Enjoy, and thanks for listening. Take care.